Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim. Klal Nundalad, and we're learning Simon Vav. Now, we left off with a question. A person takes a dough, which let's say is an unflavored dough, and after the person makes the dough, he fries it. He fries it in oil. So we could argue, even though the dough was made as an unflavored dough, and we said before that to convert something from pas into pas avakistan, there has to be a significant amount of flavor which is imparted. According to the Shulchan Aruch, any flavor which is imparted would change it to pas avakistan. According to the Ramah, with the meaning that we follow, it has to be a significant amount. He uses the language of roiv kamat, it's the roiv of the dough, is these other items which impart the flavor. Now over here, the dough itself really had nothing else in it to impart flavor, or very minimal amounts. But on the other hand, the process of frying it added the flavor of frying, and the oiliness of frying, etc. So we should argue that maybe now it's considered pasul b'kistan, not because the dough was flavored the chaschila when you made the dough, but this is part of the process of making the dough. So instead of adding the flavorful items in the beginning of the dough, you add the flavorful items later on. It's also called pasul b'kistan. So now we can discuss that in the context of the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. We can discuss that in the context of in general. The Rabbeinu Tam gave this food the status of bread even before you bake it, and the brachas hamotzi, even though you cooked it afterwards. So according to him, maybe it should remain plain hamotzi, even though you added flavor afterwards, because when you made the dough, your kaveyat status is bread, not as flavored bread, not as pasul b'kistan. But that's according to the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the moment of the kaveyas of the status, that we establish what this is when you make the dough. But according to the other opinion, that's not set in stone at that point in time. It only is decided when you actually bake it. So what about the following scenario? A person makes a dough, and it's not flavored. Then they fry it, and impart the flavor of the frying into it, and then they bake it. So now that they baked it, it's definitely some form of a baked item. But is it pasul b'kistan or not? So the Taz says that's considered pasul b'kistan. And the Bir Halacha says that even though in the Rabbeinu Tam, many in the first discussion, they disagree with the Taz. However, in this discussion, which according to the Iker Pesach we paskin, that the final kviyas of bread is only when it's baked. By the time it was baked, it had flavor in it. So that's considered pasul b'kistan. So obviously the example of this would be donuts. So even if the dough that you make in the donut dough is not necessarily a very strong flavored donut, but if a person fries them, you add the flavor of pasul b'kistan into the donuts. So even if you would then subsequently bake it, it's going to only be pasul b'kistan. Now, if you don't bake it afterwards, we get involved in the machlokes, is this considered pas or not even considered pas, because it never was baked, it was only fried. So yeast donuts go into that question, like we mentioned before. I'm not familiar with another type of a food which has this issue, but the chara that would, but if there is such a case, this would be the way you would approach it. Okay, now the last thing we need to clarify is we haven't discussed the requirement of what is known as Tar Lechem in this context. Be'ez Hashem, in the next year we will discuss the requirement, which what is known as Toyar Lechem, the appearance of bread. Now, if you recall, that we did mention this idea before, in the Chayodim, in the beginning of the Siman where he dealt with the status of what's considered bread, to say the bracha of Hamotzi, He gave us six conditions of what's considered bread. It has to meet six conditions, which basically the six conditions were to avoid being what's called Passover Pekistan, is what you're dealing with now. So over there, I'm just looking for the simon for a moment. Bear with me. And of course, I'm not finding it now because I want to find it. So Klal Mem Beis, she said that it has to be made out of the. It has to be Lilsa Ova. It should have success. It should be baked. It should not be filled, etc. It says missing any one of those conditions. We're going to talk about it here in Klal Mem Dalet. So one of the conditions which the Rishonim add is a concept known as Tayar Lechem. It has to have an appearance of bread. And how does that play out in our discussion over here? As I'm going to talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.